Hi, everyone. It's another edition of West Virginia Talk with James and Jerry. I'm James.
And I'm Jerry.
All right. So we're really excited about this episode because, you know, we like the indie kind of thing.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not a chain, a fan of chains or, you know, things on the national spotlight. We like things that are out of the way, hidden gems. And we like to find them and then bring some light to it.
Absolutely.
So today we're going to be talking about the Mountain Roots Community Theater, and we're happy to be speaking with the theater director, Kathy Debler. Welcome into West Virginia Talk, Kathy.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here, James and Jerry.
Well, we're happy that you're here too. So tell us a little bit about your background yourself.
Well, I've been in West Virginia for 4 years. I came from Los Angeles and Hollywood. So I have the distinction, I guess, of being like every other Los Angeles resident, part-time actor.
Gotcha. So, I know.
How do you make the transfer from Los Angeles to West Virginia?
By car? But I'm Bob.
Yes.
Yeah. Long story short, too late. I taught public school for 32 years in Los Angeles. And like I said, was an actor on the side. So as an actor, you also then branch out and become a director. And then you start producing, which means paying for things and stuff like that. And I found that I was able to get a lot more work doing stage acting and directing than I was film and television, because being a teacher full time, casting directors just don't understand and principals just don't understand. I'll leave the kids a worksheet on their desk. I'll be back in an hour when I go to this audition. Principals don't buy that.
I think everyone in LA is an actor or actress, you know, waiters,
exactly.
Waitresses, secretariat.
That's right.
Everyone.
One of my side gigs in LA is I would drive for Lyft, like Uber.
Nice.
Okay. I think a lot of people, I've seen videos where lawyers do that on the side.
Oh, yeah. It's a great thing. And people get in the car and, you know, we start chatting. I said, So, you know, where are you from? Oh, you know, Podunk, Iowa or something. Oh, and you're in LA now. Oh, yeah. I said, you an actor or a musician? And they'd laugh because I was right 99% of the time. So everybody moves to LA, like you said, to be an actor. I did it backwards. I was born there and didn't start acting until I was in my mid-30s.
Gotcha.
Because my parents were always, no, that's not a job. Go get a real job. You don't really want to do that. So, and I had an ex-husband who said the same thing.
I don't think it matters if it's a real job or not, you know, because you see the ones in Hollywood now and they're making buku bucks. So it doesn't really matter if it's classified as a job or not. It's high paying.
Yeah.
So
if you can get to that level. Yeah.
Right. So Mountain Roots Community Theater, it's in Bell, West Virginia, which is how far from Charleston is that?
About 15 miles. Yeah. It's right by we're up from Charleston. I had to get that in my head, my Los Angeles head. Your river runs backwards.
That's true.
It runs to the north. Yeah. So what I would call going north is going up. You guys call it going down.
Yeah.
So we are up from Charleston.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but we're right by a high school and a Walmart. So everybody has to come over here.
Yeah, you're right near Riverside High School.
Yeah.
So you're off of Route 60 or Midland Trail.
Mm-hmm.
How long has the theater been open?
We have been open since June of 2019.
So fairly new. How did all this get started?
Yeah. Well, when I retired from teaching, I decided I could either then do the acting thing full time and try to make a go of that, or I could do what I've come to love more than being an actor myself and have my own theater company, open my own theater, put adults on stage, kids on stage, especially ones who've never done it. And LA has more theaters than they have off Broadway.
Mm.
So I decided I need to go somewhere else to make this happen. So I was looking for a small town, you know, somewhere that doesn't have a lot of theater, but also somewhere that didn't have too much snow, too much heat, or too much humidity. And that's why I ended up in West Virginia.
You found the perfect place.
I checked all the maps. I checked the maps, right. And the fact that the cost of living everyday stuff is the same price. Well, gas is about a dollar cheaper here than LA. I was renting a one bedroom apartment in Los Angeles, an apartment building with no amenities. We had no pool. We had no, you know, none of the things you see in the movies. It was just a building. $1,650 a month for a one bedroom apartment.
Well, that's a fringe benefit of living in the mountain state.
Right.
Cheap housing.
That's right. I was able to buy a three bedroom, two bath house with a fully fenced yard and a two car garage. And my house payment is $575.
Yeah. I shouldn't say cheap housing. It's inexpensive housing.
No, it's reasonable.
Right. So
reasonable. Yeah.
What about the reception of the community when you opened up to now?
The reception of the community has been really great once they realize we're here. Our biggest thing has been, you know, getting people to realize that we're here.
Right.
So I started out by going to, you know, looking at the paper, looking at all the socials and everything of the other theater companies around. Okay, you got the Clay Center, but no, I'm not competing with that because they're wonderful, but way too big and for me. So you've got the Alban Theater in St. Albans, which is 15 miles down from St. Albans, from Charleston.
Right.
From the Capitol building, we are exactly the same distance as the Alban, only in the other direction. So I would go to their auditions and their meetings and also those of Canal Players, because that's where I met other people in the theater industry out here.
Right.
So it's like, look, there's a new kid in town. And so I would start. Yeah. So this is what we do. And I'm looking for actors and blah, 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 and start getting people onto my socials and following. And so I was able to acquire a small but very dedicated group of actors to start with. And it keeps growing from there. And I got kids from put flyers out at all the schools. Hey, we started with summer camp. Hey, this summer, which was 2019 before COVID, we're doing a theater camp. You can have your kids essentially babysat all day long for a very reasonable price. So I had about 25 kids the first summer, and that was great. And the majority of them then stayed to do more shows during the year. And then, there was a show in the fall, which was called Tales from the Campfire. We brought to life all the old spooky campfire stories.
That's pretty cool. You know,
bloody fingers, golden arm, all those old kind of things. And then we wrote our own Christmas show focusing on Mrs. Santa Claus. And then we were in rehearsal for Alice in Wonderland. And we were 1 week away from opening in March of 2020. So we didn't get to open Alice in Wonderland.
Right.
Because everything shut down. Yes. And my adult actors were rehearsing Romeo and Juliet. They didn't get to open either. So then everything shut down for a year and a half. And now we're back. And we've got full season scheduled and other things for the community because we are a community theater.
Right.
So we're open for things other than plays. We have concerts sometimes. We brought in a heavy metal high school band called Executionist.
Wow.
Executionist from Riverside High School. And they brought, you know, 60, 70 of their friends who all paid, you know, $5 to watch them. And there you go. And we get a cut and we get the more people to know about us.
That's pretty smart marketing because they could have done the concert there at Riverside High School.
That's right. Right. But they would charge you. Yeah, they would charge you more.
Awesome.
Because we thought about it while we were getting our building ready. Gee, what about doing it at Riverside? Well, you check what it costs to use a Kanawha County school space, and it was a little bit pricey. But my philosophy on pricing is I'm not in it to make buku bucks. I will not become a millionaire off this, and that's fine. I said, I have my pension from, you know, my old job. I'm retired as far as, you know, tax people are concerned. I do not make personal money off of this.
Right.
All the money we do off of this goes in to keep it going. So my thing is, if anybody wants to come in and use the theater, I'll just take half your box office. If you make money, I make money. If you don't make money, I would feel like such a jerk taking $200 or $300 rental fee if nobody came to see your show. You know?
Right.
So, yeah. So it's like, great. If you make money, I do. And yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, let me ask you about the theater troupe. Is it the same cast for every show, or do you recast for every show that you do?
We recast for every show. So every show that the adults do is I post auditions on Tri-State Theater Talk and Four State Auditions and all the other locations. And I would love to have, you know, new and more actors, you know, find out about us and work with us.
Tell us about the performers you have now.
Okay. You want me to name names or just...
Oh, that's up to them. Experience. I mean, well, yeah, you can.
Yeah, we'll just do it without names. But I've got a couple who have been acting in the Charleston area for many, many years and are well known on every stage in Charleston. I've got a few who have done other acting for other theaters. And I'm gaining more and more who have never done it before. I have one girl who came in to be a singer in our variety show. She was going to come in and sing one song. And we told, wow, you're good at this. You should, have you ever tried acting? She says, no. I said, here, read this. And doing a cold read, she had great expression and believability and all this. It's like, whoa, now she's one of my stars.
That's so cool.
But awesome. And she's never done it before because she said she had social anxiety and was too shy. Best way to get over it is to do it.
Right.
See, that's why we podcast, because we don't have to worry about anybody seeing us while we're doing this.
Well, we don't want them to see us.
So you have a face for radio, as they say, huh?
Yes.
Amen.
I don't know. Yeah, there's my disclaimer. I don't know that. But yeah, I'm assuming they're very good looking guys. I don't know.
We appreciate the exaggeration.
Because I've got a face for radio too. So
That's not true.
I never get to be the romantic lead. But one of my first directors in LA said, "You don't want to be a romantic lead. Those are boring people. Keep being a character actor. You get more work, and you get a bigger variety of work." I said, "Okay." So actually, I've done that. But yeah.
Yeah, but the boss.
This girl overcame her anxiety. I'm sorry.
You're the boss. You can play whatever role you want.
This is true, but I find as the older I get, because I'm again a retirement age, it's harder and harder to memorize lines. And I like bossing people around more than I like being bossed. So. Not to say I don't. We just did the Edgar Allan Poe Afterlife radio show for Halloween, which was live, like an old radio play, but live actors on stage. So it looked like we were broadcasting on the radio, but we weren't. Oh. And I took a role in that.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. Last Christmas we did that for It's a Wonderful Life.
Love that. And
so you have your family. Yeah, so you have a sound effects person, you know, high empty shoes crunching through cornflakes sounds like people walking in snow.
Oh, I love
cool.
it.
Cool. Who knew? Yeah. Yeah.
So what does the theater have to offer theater fans for this holiday season?
Okay, for this holiday season, right now we are rehearsing an Appalachian Christmas Carol. It's an original version of the Dickens classic Christmas Carol, where the Scrooge character actually owned a coal mine, is what we say. And we're using his name as Samuel Dixon, because when I researched it, Samuel Dixon actually owned a coal mine.
Gotcha.
And was one of the biggest mine owners back in the day. So we're setting it present day, and the character names, like I said, have changed. It's not Ebenezer Scrooge, it's not Bob Cratchit, but it's their character. And Tiny Tim is a girl. Her name is Little Lily because I didn't have any little boys
right
to do it. So we changed it. And the fact that it's an original, I wrote it with the help of the cast. They helped me West Virginia-ize it, so I didn't sound too much like a California voice talking. So, yeah.
There's some slight differences in the way we say things around here, I guess.
Exactly. Because I had... One of the ones was like they talked about the golden rule, and I had one of the kids say, "You mean do unto others as they you would have them do unto you?" And the little girl says, "I don't understand what I'm saying." I said, "Have you never heard of the golden rule?" "Well, yeah, but we say treat others like you want to be treated." I said, "Good, change the line. Say it the way it works."
I think it's cool that you had the names changed. And I'm glad you didn't over West Virginia it, like having Jim Bob Cratchit instead of Bob Cratchit.
No. He's James Smith.
Okay.
So I looked, what are common last names in West Virginia? And amazingly, they must be related to me because I grew up as a Smith in California, but from New England.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, so it's the Appalachian Christmas Carol. I know it's not just plays and music and wrestling and all that stuff. You have craft events also.
We do.
So you have one coming
tomorrow, up. Actually, Saturday the 3rd, which I guess might be after we do this, but
right.
That's a craft fair presented by Homeschool Children, craft they have made. But Saturday, December 10th, we're having a craft fair. Saturday, December 6th, I can't remember which day of the weekend it is, but we're having, must be Saturday the 17th.
See, now you know why she's directing and not doing this.
Right. Craft cocoa and pictures with Santa. Just call my calendar so I make sure I don't give you the wrong date.
Well, you have an event with Krampus, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay, on the 18th.
Saturday the 17th is craft cocoa and pictures with Santa. And then Sunday the 18th is pictures with Krampus.
I think that's cool. I've never seen anybody do the Krampus one.
Nope.
Well, let's hope, because we've had a lot of people say the same thing. Well, that's cool. We've never seen Krampus. We've never seen people do Christmas pictures with Krampus.
You might be a trendsetter.
I watched the movie. I love the movie. I like that weird stuff. So, I mean, honestly, that's going to attract a large field of people that usually get left out.
Right. Exactly. Hopefully, more people come to things like that. We'll give them flyers for everything else that's happening next year. Hopefully they'll come back and see a show too.
You got to wonder why someone like Jerry would like weird stuff. It's probably because he's
really?
Weird himself.
Weird. I am weird.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I love the sci-fi.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. Oh, I said, then you got to come out and see one of our weird shows.
Oh, absolutely.
The weirdest one we've done so far was the Rocky Horror Picture Show that we did last September. That was our first post-COVID show.
Now, Jerry, if you go to that, you're going to have to dress the part.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Yeah, we do that again in a couple of years. Yeah.
It's mandatory.
Oh, the actors loved it, too. They're asking me to do it as a every year thing. Start becoming a thing to do it live.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jerry?
They could have the Rocky Horror Festival. And the play be the main attraction, but they could have a whole bunch of stuff leading up to it.
Ooh. I got to get you to come to a board meeting. Good your ideas.
Keep them.
Thanks, James.
Okay, so for the Appalachian Christmas Carol, what the admission? What's the admission on that?
Sure. It's one weekend, the 16th through the 18th, $7 for adults, $5 for children under 12, seniors over 60. With a $2 discount if you bring a canned food donation.
Gotcha. Hey, I mean, listeners, get down there. You know, they're independent. It's $7. It's cheaper than a movie, but it's live action. Mm-hmm.
We have kind of a large following. So if somebody's traveling through West Virginia and they're making a visit, where might they go to look on the internet to see when your shows are? That way, if they're passing through, maybe that's something they would like to do, is stop and get some good, clean entertainment.
Sure. Well, our website is mountainrootstheater.org. And that also has links to our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram, our TikTok. Yeah. They don't quite have my bank account number or my grandchildren's pictures on there yet, but everything else.
Gotcha. So, Kathy, after the holiday season has passed us, what is upcoming for the theater?
What is upcoming? In January, we're going to be starting up again our monthly open mic variety show, which we call Anything Goes. First Friday of every month at 8 o'clock, anybody can come up and have their 15 minutes of fame. If you sing, if you tell jokes, If you do spoken word, poetry, we had a magician come all the way from Ohio. We had a child once at about 10 years old bring up a deck of cards and a dog. He did card tricks, and the dog was his magician's assistant. She pulled the cards. Okay. We've had a self-defense demonstration. We've had a motivational speaker. Like we say, anything goes. We had one guy come up and do tequila. He sat and bopped his head through all the instrumental part, and at the very end, he belted out all the lyrics there are. Tequila!
I thought you meant he was drinking it.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, wow.
Yeah, he was probably doing that before he got to us. We do not have a liquor license, and we've been going back and forth on whether we should or should not get one.
Gotcha.
Because of that. Yeah. Yeah, so that starts in January, yeah.
All right, so do you have a Facebook page that our listeners could check out?
Yeah, we do. Mountain Roots Community Theater.
All right.
Is our Facebook name.
Well, I'll tell you, once again, this is Kathy Debler, Theater Director of the Mountain Roots Community Theater. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, the biggest thing it takes to keep it running, of course, is money to pay the rent. So we are a nonprofit. We're always looking for donations, stuff like that. So that's why, in addition to the plays, we do craft fairs, which vendors come and, you know, pay a few dollars for a space, and we get all that money, you know, corporate donations, sponsorships to be in our program, stuff like that. And we'll take, you know, donations of stuff too. You know, if you've got old furniture, cool clothing, we don't need all of your old ripped t-shirts and blue jeans. But if you've got any interesting, you know, costume type pieces, that'd be cool. That kind of stuff. And people, we need an audience to come see the shows and actors to do the shows.
Absolutely. So the ripped t-shirts and jeans, I'm guessing that you're talking from experience.
Always. We don't know about it unless we've seen it or it's happened, right?
Right.
There's a reason we know to mention these things.
Yeah. Real quick, Kathy, how many people will your theater hold?
We seat about 100, but we limited it that because that's how many chairs we have, and that keeps it, you know, a little bit socially distanced still.
Okay.
If we need to, we'll buy more chairs and we'll be able to seat close to 150.
And y'all have like just a large amount of parking. You're up in next to a plaza, correct?
Correct. There is, I almost want to say unlimited parking, but there is plenty of parking.
So nobody will have to worry about not finding a place to put their car.
Correct. So far, until we start selling out 100 seats a show, then we might have to worry, but then you'll have to buy your tickets in advance, which you can do on our website, mountainroottheater.org.
Okay, two more things, Kathy. One, if there's someone out there, because we have listeners from around the world that some can't possibly, you know, come to the theater. Is there an address that they can send donations to?
Sure. Our street address is 2700, so 2700 East DuPont, DuPont Avenue, Suite 3C. Bell, BELLE, West Virginia, 25015.
So, Kathy, you know, I mentioned about our listeners and where they are. Is there any way that if they can stream the shows since they can't come?
Not yet. We're working on getting that. Like I said, I'm old. So I'm gonna play the senior citizen card of I don't know how to do that.
So real quick before we sign off here, let's hear about you and your move from LA to West Virginia. What were you expecting when you came to the Mountain State? Did you do your homework first, or did you go into this with blindfolded? Did you hear stereotypes about our state and then find out that they were wrong, or were your perceptions correct?
Okay. All right. Again, like I said, I had checked out the weather. I came up here a year before I actually moved. Just came over for about a week, checked it out. Okay. The weather is, yeah, pretty much. I see Yeah, it's either rural. I wasn't expecting the potholes, as bad as they are. Stereotype-wise, when I came out the first time and I was having dinner at the little restaurant attached to the motel where I was staying, talking to one of the owners, that's one thing I noticed that I wasn't expecting. Everyone is so friendly here, so much more than L.A. Yeah, and we're not overly obsessed over here of offending people.
Right.
In L.A., the cashiers at Walmart in L.A. cannot say, honey, sweetie, darling.
Right.
You know, have a good day, hon. Can't say that. Now you're getting sued for sexual harassment.
Right.
And that's just ridiculous. So it's nice that out here you can still do that.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Let me ask you this, and I know I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here, Jerry. When you heard what Bette Midler said about our state, what did you think of that?
I was offended on behalf, because now I live here, so now I consider myself West Virginian. I know I'm not a native or anything, but it's still now it's my state. And it's like, that was just terrible and rude.
Yeah,
you know, and she probably never even knew it. I don't know.
Right. It's also very inaccurate.
Yeah,
very.
That too.
All right. Well,
yeah, when I first came here, I started talking about stereotypes. I was teaching theater at the high school here. And one of the very first things I asked the kids, I said, okay, what do you want me to know that you think maybe that I need to know? You know, and they said, well, you know, the stereotype is that we all marry our sisters. That's not true. That's Alabama.
All right. Well, Kathy Debler, theater director of the Mountain Roots Community Theater in Bell, West Virginia. We're going to sign off with you. We very much appreciate you coming on and giving us the lowdown on the theater, the people, and everything that you have to offer there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's been a great, great opportunity for me to share our theater and stuff.
Yes. Well, thanks.
We hope you get good results from this too.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Me too. Thank you so much. Yeah.
So thanks so much and good luck to you and the cast. Hope you all have fun and bring in lots of moolah, really.
Thank you so much. Hope we do get a chance to do that live stream with you here someday. That'd be
yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's something to look forward to. So thanks again Kathy, and thanks to you, the listener. We're up to 32 countries now. Check us out on Facebook. Send us a message or an email at westvirginiatalk@yahoo.com. That's all spelled out, West Virginia Talk, not WV Talk. It's West Virginia Talk.
And we appreciate all of you out there. We've made a couple of posts. We don't know if you've seen them or not, but we're in the top 30% on Spotify being shared worldwide.
Right.
That's a huge honor.
But we're in the top 12% for something else.
Yeah. I can't remember all the details. We did post them, though, on
streamers,
our Facebook page.
Right?
I think it was.
Streamers.
And I know we have had a 360% increase this past year.
Yep. And
from our first year.
It's because we have people like Kathy Debler with us, and we appreciate her being here with us. And once again, send us a message, send us an email, westvirginiatalk@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm James.
And I'm Jerry.
This has been West Virginia Talk, a J&J production.